It's trite to say that Dallas is growing, but Dallas is really growing. And one way you see it are hotels. There were a long time, you know, you can count the number of hotels in this, our big hotels anyway, on your left hand. I mean, the office has always been down there, and they tore down the Baker, but they're the Sheraton or Adams Mark or whatever they call it. And, you know, you move on out north and a few. But recently, 18 new hotels have opened. There are 37 hotel projects in the works. And nobody is happier about this than the man who is president and CEO of what's now called Visit Dallas, but many of us remember as the Dallas County Convention and Visitors Bureau, Philip Jones, who joined us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Great to be here. Thank
you. You know, the more I hear Visit Dallas, the more I like the change, because seeing, I was always proud of myself that I could remember Dallas County Convention and Visitors
Bureau. Well, you were one of the few that actually remembered the name properly. So that's one of the reasons we changed it, because Visit Dallas, it's easy to remember. It's our website, and it's also a call to action. We want people to visit Dallas.
And evidently, it's working. You know, there was great controversy around the construction of the Omni Hotel. Yeah. You know, there was some city money involved, and it was going to take away from other hotels, and the fact is, it seems to have been exactly the boon for convention and business that we thought it was going to be.
It really was. It was a game changer for us. And, you know, what we had heard for years was that meetings were bypassing Dallas because we didn't have an attached convention center hotel. So, as you know, we went through the whole process. Former Mayor Tom Leppert led the effort, and we were able to get voter approval to build the hotel. And since doing so, we've literally increased our occupancy by 10%. We've added a tremendous amount of
overall occupancy
citywide. We were
so
in
it hasn't just siphoned away from
every hotel has benefited, and every hotel in the city that's part of our convention block has had record years, and for the last 4 or 5 years since the Omni has opened, and we've literally doubled the amount of convention business booked in Dallas for future years since we opened the Omni Hotel.
You know, I'm really glad they come here.
Yeah.
I mean, it's great for the economy. It's nice to see the restaurants full and everything else. But I'll be darned if I know why they come here. You know, if instead of the Omni, if you could have brought us some mountains.
And a beach or two.
Maybe a beach. Yeah. Why do they come here?
Well, you know, it's interesting because we don't have mountains, we don't have beaches, but what we have is this amazing city that sprung out of nowhere, and it's filled with beautiful buildings, Pritzker Award-winning architects who've designed many of the buildings downtown, the largest urban arts district in the country. We're right to work. We're, you know, we don't have laborers and the costs associated,
right.
Labor unions rather, and the costs associated with that. And we're in the middle of the country with two great airports and two great airlines as hometown partners. So it's easy to get here. We're affordable compared to the East Coast, the West Coast, Vegas, Florida. We also have, I think, a great hotel product. Like you say, we're adding 18 new hotels. We'll be at 38,000 hotel rooms in the next couple years. We also have great sports, great shopping, and an amazing dining scene in Dallas. And those are all things that visitors and conventioners are looking for, and we can deliver on that in a significant way, and something we weren't able to do a few years ago.
Convention business has a long lead time, doesn't it?
I
mean, like 3, 4, 5 years?
No longer. I just booked a group in California for 2032.
2032?
I booked them for 2027 and 2032, critical care nurses. And, you know, they booked.
What is appropriate?
Yeah, they booked 15 years into the future. You know,
wow.
Yeah, it's amazing how, and most of the larger groups are 7 to 10 years, and some of the midsize and smaller groups are 3 to 5 years.
We had lost some, I remember, to Las Vegas and other places. Yeah. They were hoping to get back. Who was it? There was a construction.
Yeah, home builder show.
That's what it is.
Yeah, they don't fit in Dallas. They only fit in Vegas now. They don't fit anywhere else in the country.
Oh, they're that
big. They're that big, yeah. Like consumer electronics, same thing. They only fit in Vegas.
Wow.
But there are hundreds and hundreds of other convention groups that do fit in Dallas. And last year we booked over 1,450 conventions for future business in Dallas. So it's a record for us. And we booked, get this, when I arrived here 14 years ago, we booked 500,000 room nights our first year. Last year we booked 2.4 million room nights.
Good night.
So we've come a long way. And since the Omni opened, we've gone from 1 million to 2.4 million.
Yeah. You know, I've got a list here of the hotels that are planned to open this year, then also in 2019 and beyond. You know, and as I looked through this before we started talking, I thought, we're going to do it. We're going to overbuild, and all of a sudden it's going to hurt all of them.
Yeah.
Well, is that that is possible, I guess.
That's what keeps me up at night, is worrying about how to fill all those additional 6,000, 7,000 hotel rooms that are coming online with all the new development. But at the same time, with all the people moving here for the jobs, all the companies relocating here, there's a lot of corporate business out there that we can also use to fill those hotels for smaller meetings and individual activities that these corporate groups have. But at the end of the day, you know, we were deficient in hotel rooms in Dallas. So now we've caught up. My concern is we overbuild, and that's where we have to really be aggressive and, you know, book as much business as we can for those new hotels as well.
So just as the Omni was a game changer to some degree, or a magnet, I got to believe that the success of Love Field, which
huge,
almost came out of the blue. I mean, a lot of us, I really think it's going to be, you know, remarkable, because so many people can do day trips and sleep in their beds at night, but nothing like this.
I think it's the nicest small midtown terminal in the country. It's 5 minutes from most areas of the city, and it has great restaurants and amenities. And you've seen new hotels go up across from the airport just because of the unique opportunity it provides.
Do you think high-speed rail could be as significant?
I do. I think high-speed rail will be another game changer for Dallas. I think it puts us on the map, makes it easy for groups that want to come up from Houston or vice versa to get there in an hour, hour and a half is what I'm told the time will be. And I think it's going to spur additional development in and around the backside of the convention center along the riverfront. And I think it's something that we need. It gives, you know, visitors who come in for a convention or meeting, they're looking for things to do immediately in the vicinity of the convention center, and having that high-speed rail terminus and all the development that will accompany that, I think, is going to be a real plus for Dallas.
So what's coming? You got any surprises? Anything? I mean, you got to be on the leading edge of, you know, relocations and that sort of thing.
I think we're going to continue to see more and more corporate sort of headquarters relocate to the Dallas area. I don't know what the final outcome of Amazon will be, but there are certainly a lot of others that are looking at us. And I think, you know, we have a lot to offer for those companies and those corporate relocations. And I think along with that go meetings, conventions, and conferences for these corporations that have relocated to the Dallas area. And we're seeing a lot of business we're booking from Toyota as a result of that.
I hadn't really thought about that. Yeah. So where are you in the pecking order? I mean, you would know if there was about to be a big one here, right?
Yeah.
What could you tell me?
I can't tell you, but I can tell you there's a lot in the works. And I think that our Dallas Regional Chamber and Dale Petroski and his team do a great job of positioning Dallas for corporate relocations and expansions. And I think you can look towards a very bright future from that perspective. And I think Dallas is in a prime position to continue to thrive and grow.
Well, you are sort of the Conrad Hilton now of Dallas. All these hotels to say grace over. Plenty of places to stay when you visit Dallas. Philip Jones is president and CEO of Visit Dallas. Good to have you.
Thanks so much.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.